Change the culture or change the heart?
Answers with Ken Ham, author of the powerful book on why God allows death and suffering, entitled Walking Through Shadows. Well, Ken, surely we want to see both the hearts of people and the culture changed for the Lord, right?
Well, that's true, Mark. But sadly, I believe many in the church are going about it the wrong way round. You see, we need to understand that the culture in our Western nations has lost its Christian basis. God's word has, by and large, been rejected, particularly because of the teaching of evolution of millions of years. There's been a change in foundation from trusting in God's word to trusting in man's word instead. Now, this has resulted in a change in morality. Instead of following God's absolutes, man's opinions now determine truth. And as a result, we see an increase in abortion, homosexual behavior, gay marriage, and so on. Now, many in the church think the best way to deal with this is to just fight these issues. But they need to understand that the culture changed because people's hearts changed towards God and His Word. To turn it back requires people's hearts to return to trusting in God's Word, beginning in Genesis. In other words, our main aim shouldn't be to just change the culture, but to preach the gospel, see people saved, who will then change the culture. At the same time, we also need to fight against the evils of abortion and homosexual behavior.
Read Ken Ham's new booklet, From Creation to Bethlehem. The booklet's free at AnswersRadio.com. AnswersRadio.com.